Good morning, Anna, Nancy.
Morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
What a week. It's hard for me to remember exactly when all of this happened, but there was this huge drama going on in Washington Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday regarding the ultimate culmination of the shutdown of the government. While that denouement was happening, Bill de Blasio was on stage debating Joe Loda, talking over and over again about Republican playbooks. And also while that was happening, voters in New Jersey were going to the polls to select a senator. And though Cory Booker won, he won by much less than it looked like he was going to win at the beginning, which means that Lonegan, the Tea Party candidate, did surprisingly well in New Jersey, while Joe Loda at this week's debate, Anna, did, I think, a lot worse than we kind of anticipated.
Well, I think going into this debate, what Joe Loda had said again and again was he was looking forward to being on the stage with Bill de Blasio and finally debating the issues head to head. But as you said, that debate happened under the shadow of what was going on in Washington. And Bill de Blasio hammered Joe Loda by just pointing out that he was a Republican over and over again. That led to Joe Loda saying, don't lump me in with national Republicans, and to say that he was trying to position himself as different than Washington Republicans. But he followed that up the next day with this very hard-hitting, breathless ad about crime in New York City that showed images of body bags, police with guns drawn, graffiti-strewn subways that didn't kind of have that I'm the mayor for all New York vision and message that his campaign has tried to project.
To say the
least. Yes, exactly.
And he had a very contentious phone conversation with you.
Yeah, exactly, because Bill de Blasio came out very strong against this Joe Loda ad. He called it fear-mongering. I asked Joe Loda about that. His first response was, did you live here 20 years ago? Did you know how bad it was? And I said, I'm not objecting that crime rates were terrible in the 80s and early 90s. But what about Bill de Blasio's policies say that they will drive us back to that? And he said, it's Bill de Blasio's inexperience. And then I asked, I pointed out that Bill de Blasio said, I don't know what's going on in Joe Loda's campaign, basically saying he had this opportunity in the debate to make these points, and he didn't. And this prompted this response from Joe Loda.
Who the hell does he think he is to question my strategy?
So you hear there, Joe Loda, a little defensive.
Joe Loda had an opportunity in this debate to present himself as somebody who was a calm, rational, experienced manager who could lead the city at a time when it faces so many unexpected things like Sandy. But he didn't really do that.
Yeah, and that's a point that Joe Loda has been making, is that Bill de Blasio needs to be vetted. And he was looking forward to this debate to try to make him articulate more of his policy positions. But he didn't quite do that.
And I just want to say, for anybody who hasn't heard Anna's story on Joe Loda this week, I want to send you to our website to listen to it, because in it, Joe Loda both endorses the concept of a tale of two cities as something that expresses an anxiety about affordability, and he says, I don't believe in it, and it's class warfare. So we have a tale of two minds there. And then, Nancy Solomon, this week we also have a tale of two states, because we have Lonegan in New Jersey doing surprisingly well in the race against Cory Booker. What is that about? Because this is somebody who said, I don't even believe in the Sandy aid.
Right. So, yeah, he supports the federal shutdown, and he says many times over during the campaign that he would have voted against the Sandy aid. And you know what? Monmouth County and Ocean County, the two hardest hit counties by Sandy, the places where people are still out of their homes, voted for Lonegan in big numbers. So
I think he's
tapping into something. I mean, his explanation for why he wouldn't have supported Sandy aid, we have a clip of tape of it.
It was really done in haste. It's a massive amount of money. And I said early on, it's going to be massive amounts of waste. And I said that this money will not get to the people who truly need it. And that's exactly what's happening.
You know, I think maybe it spoke to a lot of people to say, you're not going to get this money. You know, yeah, we voted in all these billions of dollars, but there are a lot of people who aren't seeing that money. And I think he tapped some of that frustration and anger and anxiety. And clearly, he's tapping all sorts of frustrations out there for him to have gotten this much of a strong showing.
Thanks so much. We are going to get another chance to look at New Jersey voters and New York voters on November 5th. We're also going to have two more debates, one of them this coming Tuesday, one of them the Tuesday after that. So a lot more to come. Thanks so much, Anna, Nancy. You can follow us on Twitter at Anna Sale, at Nancy Solomon 2, and at Andrea WNYC. Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you.